Hockey began in Wolfville on frozen ponds in the late 1800s. The first skating rink with natural ice was built in 1879. In 1928, University Arena opened its doors for public skating and Town League and Acadia University hockey. With its indoor lighting system, the new rink was a vast improvement over the old one. Defenseman Ducky McLean is credited with scoring the first goal in University Arena in a 1-0 Acadia win over a Wolfville Town team. Wolfville's first rink with artificial ice was opened in 1947, and the legend of the Ice Palace began. Over the next 60 years, the Ice Palace was home to the Acadia University Axemen and hockey teams and leagues from minor to senior. Teams like the Wolfville Red Wings, later known as the Falcons, with sharpshooter Lauren Dutchy Cavanaugh, and visiting teams like the Kentville Wildcats, with standouts like Al Fagan, Shiner Manning, Art Byers, and many others, provided entertainment for hockey fans throughout the valley. The Axemen called the Ice Palace home, and future Hall of Famers like Jimmy Gray, Scorchy McVicker, Connie McNeil, Bryson Kroll, Mo Smith, Neil Price, Bob Ring, and others thrilled capacity audiences over the years until March the 20th, 1988, when the Ice Palace closed its doors to make way for the new Acadia Arena with its Olympic-sized ice surface, the one we now know as the Andrew H. McCain Arena. Although a stage and auditorium seating have replaced the ice surface, for many hockey fans, the building known as the ATF will always be the Ice Palace.
Thanks for listening to another Acadia Sports Heritage Moment with Stan Cameron.